This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The Back Porch Music on the Lawn concert series gets underway tonight at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. Tonk will be playing, as will John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff. John's brand of hardcore honky-tonk never goes out of style, and he joins me now to talk about why he's so stubborn. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. Can you explain your approach to country music? Because you have, you know, from your early days in the $2 Pistols, there's this through line of you do not compromise, and you're just doing what you consider to be the real deal.
When I started writing country songs, the whole idea was just to do it honestly. It came completely naturally to me. It wasn't particularly even a conscious decision. I sort of sat down, you know, with my guitar and said to myself, you know, you're not writing for a rock band, you're not writing for a power pop band or R&B, whatever, just write what comes out. And that immediately came out as kind of my take on this you know, traditional country thing, sort of based around all those people, Buck Owens, George Jones, Ernest Tubb, Charlie Pride, but you know, hopefully, and I think my take on that for sure. So I just try to approach it, you know, from the standpoint of write the song, write what comes out honestly, and if there's an audience for it, great. If not, you know, you did something that you're happy with. So that sounds simple, but that's the way I do it.
So let's have an example of that. What song should we play, John?
I was thinking first if we could do from my band's latest album, Everything Except Goodbye. The lead-off track is called The Man I Used to Be.
I know you heard these words before, now I mean them. I got some looks in my eyes, you'd swear that you've seen them. You got things to buy, but I ain't selling you soap and wine. But I ain't telling me, but then you'll find the things you need. The man I used to be.
Is it an easy process for you, writing?
It's certainly not as easy as it used to be. When I had, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s and had pretty much zero responsibilities other than paying the rent and a few bills, I could sort of sit around all day and do it. Now I have a son and, you know, mortgage, everything else, you know, a lot of people my age have. So I have to kind of make the time to do it. And if the songs don't come during that time, you know, then you just have to wait until the next available moment. And they tend to pop into my head at very inopportune moments,
like, yeah, of course,
you know, in the car, you know, in the car line at my son's elementary school, that sort of thing. So I'm always, you know, singing into my phone and stuff like that, and kind of typing lyrics into my phone, and then later kind of trying to piece those together. That's generally the way it goes now.
You've got a song on a prestigious box set. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, sure. Bear Family Records is about to release their 40th anniversary box set. They've been around 40 years.
Legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before the kind of reissue boom that hit America after the Robert Johnson box set, long before that, obviously, they were, you know, keeping the music of people like Johnny Cash, Ernest Tubb, Louis Jordan, you know, all of this great American music in print that, you know, major American record companies who held the rights to these things had sort of turned their backs on. They came to me and said, we'd love for you to have a track on our 40th anniversary box set. The only catch is that the song has to have the word bear in the title, you know, and it can be about a bear, the animal, or, you know, whatever you want to. And I was kind of in a writing funk, to be honest with you, because it was right after my drummer, Matt Brown, passed away. So I was not writing.
Sure.
I was not doing much of anything except kind of mourning. And it really came at the right time. And so I sat down and wrote the song. It's called I Can't Bear to See You Go. And I think the box set comes out sometime in the next month or two.
Well, I don't like what I'm believing right here in my mind. What I've been seeing, wish that I were blind. There's things that have been happening that I don't want to know. I can't stand to watch you leave, and I can't bear to see you go.
I hear you're working on a solo record, John, as if all of this weren't enough.
Yeah, just started it. I was about five tracks in when I got a call actually from my son's school saying that he had fallen off a slide, had to take him to the orthopedic center. So I'm playing acoustic guitar, doing 90% of the vocals, might get some guests in. Most of it is fairly sparse. There are a couple of things that are a little more kind of arranged and orchestrated. But I'm really excited about it. It's called Not Tonight, and I'm hoping to have it out September.
Can we hear a little something?
Absolutely. This is not the way the song is going to be released, so you're getting to hear kind of a work in progress, but that's the vocals are, that's probably the final vocal and certainly the final acoustic guitar right there. It's called I Don't Feel Like Holding You Tonight.
I don't feel like holding you tonight. You've been doing me wrong and you think it's all right. And in a couple hours them curtains will be holding back delight. So I don't feel like holding you tonight.
John Howie Jr. in the Rosewood Bluff play at the American Tobacco Campus tonight as part of WUNC's Back Porch Music on the Lawn concerts. They'll be sharing the stage with Talk. The music begins at 6 and it's free. Before we let you go, John, I know I have seen you at some of these concerts with your son.
Right.
I've got the lineup here. If you were offering advice, critical advice on who you'd like to see.
The Gravy Boys are always great. Alice Gerard's always great. I mean, I like all of these groups. Some of them I'm not familiar with. Jim White, that'll be great. The Music Maker Relief Foundation All-Star Review, that's always a fantastic, fantastic thing. Chatham County Line with Jeannie Jolly, yeah, just a very solid lineup all the way through. I'll be at as many as I can get to, for sure.
Right,
good stuff,
John.
Good stuff.
Well, thanks for being part of it, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for the coffee.
Before you take it all that time, might just need it. A tear for every lie that I believed in. So I put it off for yesterday. Just do it now, ain't much to say. And maybe then you'll find the things you needed. The man I used to be is gone forever. And he ain't coming back, not now. To be here.